Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, U.S. officials are responding to the outcry over refugees who have to wait 120 days to come into the U.S. under President Trump's orders. Waivers will now be given to almost 900 who were ready to get on planes. But those waivers will not apply to Syrians, who we just heard are under an indefinite ban. And for at least one family, the Al-Halabis, that means a planned reunion is off. They are Syrian refugees living south of Seattle, but two of the older children are still refugees in Turkey. They had U.S. visas, were set to fly to Seattle this week. One of them, almost 7 months pregnant. Liz Jones of Here Now contributor KUOW reports.
The Al-Halabi family recently moved to a bigger apartment in suburban Tukwila to make room for the new arrivals.
My daughter, Jaida. My son, Waleed. Husband, daughter, Abdul Malik.
That's Imtithal Al-Halabi, the family matriarch. She's on a video chat with her daughter, Jaida, when I arrive. Jada's at her apartment in Turkey. You can see an Arabic-English dictionary on the table. Her husband is at her side. Their baby is due in April. It's the first grandchild for this family. Everyone's trying to put on a hopeful face, and the effort shows. But the youngest daughter, Ala, is a spark of distraction. She's 11 and boldly points to my camera and wants a turn.
Here, let's take a picture of your brother.
If you point it, Muhammad.
Her 19-year-old brother hams it up, flexing his muscles.
So it's strong. Good. Yeah, it's good. That's nice.
The Al-Halabi family came to Seattle as a family of four. Mom, dad, and two younger kids. They're pretty new to the city.
1 month and 17 days.
1 month, 17 days.
Yeah.
Of course, Imtithal knows exactly how long it's been since she said goodbye to her other children. Her husband, Ahmed, says he was worried whether his two older kids would make it here, even before the president's executive order. A family friend interprets for him.
I didn't want to get ahead of myself and start preparing for the baby. And a lot of people offered to bring us a crib and baby equipment. And I said, well, these things come quickly and come easy. I just want to wait for my daughter to come here first, and then I'll be reassured.
President Trump's directive ends the Syrian refugee resettlement program in the U.S. immediately and indefinitely. It also suspends all refugee admissions for 4 months and imposes a 90-day ban on travelers from seven predominantly Muslim countries. Many Democratic politicians denounce the order as religious bigotry. Many Republicans defend it as a necessary measure for national security. Politics aside, this father, Ahmad Al-Halabi, has a personal message for Donald Trump.
I respect his decision that he wants to protect his country, and I respect his order. But I want to say that we are a peaceful people. We just want to live in a safe place as one family.
This family fled their home in Aleppo and the devastation there a few years ago. The children missed school, and in Turkey, they found odd jobs to make ends meet, from restaurant work to cell phone repairs. About 200 Syrian refugees have been resettled in Washington state since the conflict started in Syria. Imtithal says she tries to stay strong for her kids, tell them they'll be together again, things will get better. But when she talks about this baby girl on the way, her first grandchild, it hurts. Even without understanding any Arabic, you can clearly hear one word our languages share. Baby. For this family, seeing the massive turnout of support these last few days, with rallies in Seattle and around the country, is comforting. They say they feel welcome and at home. Ala, the 11-year-old amateur photographer, nods in agreement.
It's good, but if my siblings come here, it will be better and better.
At least for now, there's no clear path for that to happen. But the Washington State Attorney General filed a lawsuit yesterday challenging this executive order that blocks the entry of refugees. The Al-Halabi family also plans to meet with a lawyer later this week. For Here and Now, I'm Liz Jones.